Good morning, dear saints.
各位圣徒早安。
Just want to open up with another word of prayer.
我们先来祷告。
Lord, we are thankful for this amazing love that you poured out for us.
主，为着你向我们显现的奇妙的恩典，我们来感谢你。
Truly, this is beyond our comprehension.
这是我们没有办法测度的。
It's foolishness to the world, but it's life to us.
在世界为愚拙。
And now, as we open up your word, we're thankful that your word is life.
当我们打开你话的时候，我们感谢你的话就是光。
So we pray that we would really find you today as we open up your word.
当我们打开你话的时候，我们盼望能够找到你。
So we lean on you now, our solid rock.
我们仰望你这块坚固的磐石。
And we commit to you this time in Jesus' name. We pray.
我们把时间交在你的手中，靠耶稣基督的名，阿门。
So I want to begin with a little Manhattan history lesson.
我今天开始的时候想跟大家分享一下曼哈顿历史上给我们的一点小功课。
I have a feeling very few people know the person who I'm about to speak of.
我想大概没有几个人知道我要讲的这个人。
Around the time of the Civil War ending in 1865, there was a man named Egbert Viele.
在1865年，大概国内战争内战快要结束的时候，有一个叫做 Edward Viele 的人。
And he's a very key figure in the development of Manhattan.
在曼哈顿发展史中，他是一个很重要的人物。
He made a map.
What?
A map.
他制作了一张地图。
And that map details all of the swamps and rivers and drainage basins and meadows that existed in Manhattan before there were buildings.
在这个地图上，他清楚地标志出曼哈顿各地的沼泽、江河、还有各样的金属，在曼哈顿还没有建成之前。
Now many decades, 150 years later, architects and contractors still use this map before they lay ground on a new building.
在世纪之后，在150年之后，这些建筑师他们在建筑的时候还要参照这个地图。
And that's because they need to know the foundation before they start any building.
因为他们在建筑任何的建筑之前，他们需要有根基。
Now I have a feeling no one knew who that man was, right?
我想没有人认识这个人。
But maybe you've heard of or seen the Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy.
也许大家知道在意大利的比萨斜塔。
Pisa.
Yeah, 比萨斜塔。
It's that building that is kind of on an angle.
大家知道那个塔它有一个角度。
And by the time in the 1100s, when they got to the third story, the building was already starting to shift.
在到110米的时候，那个塔已经开始倾斜了。
And that's because the soil underneath the ground was weak.
因为呢，这个塔下面的土质是松散的。
Why do I tell you these stories?
为什么要讲这个故事？
Today we're going to talk about standing firm in our faith.
因为今天我们要讲在我们的信心之中站立稳固。
We see examples of sinking sand all around us.
我们在周围都看到很多流沙会沉淀。
And we also know that Jesus is our solid rock.
我们也知道耶稣是我们坚固的磐石。
You know that Psalm where it says he took us from the miry clay and set our feet upon a rock.
在诗篇里面也说他让我们的脚步站在稳固的根基之岩石之上。
The reality is, before we knew Jesus Christ,
事实是在我们认识基督之前，
we were trapped, we were stuck, and we were sinking.
我们被欺骗，我们在沉落。
But now in Christ, we are free, we are firm, we are secure.
但是在基督里面，我们得到了自由，我们安全，我们也有稳固的根基。
This is good news.
这是一个好消息。
Now, for many of us, especially those of us who have walked with the Lord for many years, we know this in our heads.
对我们来讲，特别是信主时间长一点的人，我们都知道这个道理。
I don't know if this translates, but when the rubber meets the road, you know that this phrase?
有一句话叫做 When rubber meets the road.
When reality sets in, is that truth in our heart?
就是当事实显明出来的时候，我们心里面，我们真的是不是这样？
Because even though we know objectively that the Lord is our rock, somehow that's not always our experience.
虽然我们头脑里面知道神基督是我们的岩石，但是在现实当中却不是这样。
And the days that we're living in are full of sinking sand.
那我们里面却充满了那些流沙。
There is societal upheaval.
Sorry.
Society is a mess.
我们周围的社会都是一片混乱。
We see our government failing regularly.
我们看到政府常常的失败。
We see health crisis.
我们也看到健康的危机。
We see identity crisis.
我们认知的危机。
And even amongst young people in America, we see skyrocketing suicide.
在美国的年轻人当中，自杀率也在飙升。
And what these last few years particularly have shown is instability all around us.
那么，尤其这几年，我们周围看到的都是不稳定。
But not just instability for individuals, even instability in the church.
不单单是我们个人，在教会也是这样。
And it's caused many to come back to stability and a firm foundation.
使许多人回到来思想我们的根基是如何能够稳固。
So that's what we want to talk about today.
这是今天我们所要讲的。
How do we stand firm in our faith?
我们如何在信心之中站立得稳？
How do we remain on the solid rock?
我们如何稳定在这个稳固的根基之上？
So let's take a look at our theme passage from Matthew chapter 7.
我们一起来看马太福音第七章，我们今天要看的经节。
This, of course, is the end of what's commonly referred to as the Sermon on the Mount.
这是在我们通常所讲的登山宝训的结尾。
So Matthew chapter 7 verses 24 through 27.
马太福音第七章二十四节到二十七节。
Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
所以，凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子终不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
Now everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。
And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
I'd also like to read a passage from 2 Samuel chapter 23.
我们也再来看《撒母耳记下》第二十三章。
Second Samuel, that's after Joshua, Judges, First and Second Samuel. Chapter 23 of Second Samuel, we'll read verses 8 through 12.
撒母耳记下二十三章，我们来读第八节到第十二节。
2 Samuel 23, 8 through 12. These are the names of the mighty men whom David had. Josheb Bashabeth, the Tachmonite, chief among the captains. He was called Adino the Eznite because he had killed 800 men at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David,when they defied the Philistines who were gathered there for battle, and the men of Israel had retreated. He arose and attacked the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand stuck to the sword. The Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to plunder. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi the Hararite. The Philistines had gathered together into a troop where there was a piece of ground full of lentils. Then the people fled from the Philistines. But he stationed himself in the middle of the field, defended it, and killed the Philistines. And the Lord brought about a great victory.
撒母耳记下二十三章第八节到第十二节，大卫勇士的名字记在下面：他各门人约舍巴设，又称伊斯尼人雅底挪，他是军长的统领，一时击杀了800人。其次是雅和人朵多的儿子以利亚撒。从前腓力士人聚集要打仗，以色列人迎着上去。有跟随大卫的三个勇士向腓力士人骂阵，其中有以利亚撒，他起来击杀腓力士人，直到手臂疲乏，手粘住刀棒。那日耶和华使以色列人大获全胜，众民在以利亚撒后面专夺财物。其次是哈拉人雅基的儿子沙玛。一日腓力士人聚集成群，在一块长满红豆的田里，众人就在腓力士人面前逃跑，沙玛却站在那田间击杀腓力士人，救护了那田。耶和华使以色列人大获全胜。
And then one verse from Joshua chapter 23.
我们再从约书亚记二十三章读一节经文。
Joshua 23 verse 10.
约书亚雅记二十三章第十节。
Joshua 23:10 says, "One man of you shall chase 1,000, for the Lord your God is he who fights for you, as he has promised you."
你们一人必追赶千人，因耶和华你们的神照他所应许的为你们征战。
And then just one more scripture from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3.
再从帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章再念一节经文。
So 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 5.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章第五节。
Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God, and into the patience of Christ, or some versions say the steadfastness of Christ.
愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神，并学基督的忍耐。忍耐这词也在有些经文当中也叫坚固。
So Jesus gives this picture at the end of the Sermon on the Mount.
在登山宝训的最后，耶稣基督给我们一幅图画。
One of the things that's so beautiful about the Lord is that things are very clear.
我们主耶稣的一个美丽之处就是他讲的话非常的清晰。
Very black and white.
非常的黑白分明。
Either we build on the rock or it's sinking sand.
我们或者呢建在磐石之上，或者呢是建在沙土之上。
There's no middle ground.
没有调和的余地，没有中间地带。
And he paints this picture of the necessity, if we're going to live this life as he's called us to remain on this rock.
他告诉我们说，我们的生活要建造在这块磐石之上。
And we know the end of the story is that he himself is that rock.
那么最后呢，我们也知道这个磐石就是他自己。
And to illustrate this point of remaining on the rock, to stand firm in the faith, we want to talk about those mighty men that we read in 2 Samuel and the church in Thessalonica.
那么为了讲解这一段，把我们的信心建在磐石上，这个信息要解释清楚，我想引用我们刚才读过的大卫的勇士和教会。
So let's come back to that passage in 2 Samuel 23.
我们再来看刚才我们读过的撒母耳记下第二十三章。
And we don't have time to go through all of the exploits of David as king, but it's fair to say that David is truly this great king of Israel.
我们没有时间来讲大卫这个王的故事，但是呢，大卫确实是一个伟大的王。
He was the anointed one who was a man after God's own heart.
他是被膏的王，他是合神心意的人。
Something really precious in David's life that God saw and really honored.
那在大卫当中一个宝贵，神看到大卫身上有一个非常宝贵的地方。
And his kingdom was different than Solomon's kingdom, his son.
那么他的国王跟他的儿子所罗门的国王国是不大一样的。
Solomon had a kingdom that had rest for many years.
所罗门的国王也持续了很久。
But David was constantly in battle.
但是大卫却一直在征战。
So when we see these men listed in chapter 23, these are the top military leaders in David's inner circle.
我们刚才读的这些大卫的勇士是大卫身边那些最高的最高的军事将领。
Now, as this warrior king David, to be in his top ranks, you had to be the best of the best.
要在大卫的手下能够成为一个勇士，你必须是强中的最强者。
This would be like equivalent to a U.S. Army general or a Navy admiral. These are the top military leaders.
这就像是呢，在美国军队当中的那些统帅级的人物。
Or maybe you saw the recent movie Top Gun. These would be like the top guns.
也许大家看过这个电影，他们必须是强中的最强者。
Now these men were known as mighty men.
这些人呢被称为大能的勇士。
Why were they mighty?
他们是什么样？
Certainly they performed many heroic deeds and military conquests.
他们在征战中必须有勇敢的行为。
But is that it?
只是这些吗？
Was their might more than just their ability to slay people many at a time?
除了这些之外，除了他们能够一次击杀多人之外，他们还有没有其他的东西？
If you dig deeper into the story of David's life, you see that there were people that were with him when he was on the run.
如果我们仔细看一下大卫的生活的时候，我们知道在他逃亡的时候，他周围就有许多人。
People who stayed with him thick and thin when he was hiding in strongholds in the wilderness.
他在旷野面躲避逃避的时候，他周围就有这些人跟随着他。
And these mighty men were of that group.
这些大能的勇士就属于这一批人。
And what does that tell us about them?
这告诉我们什么呢？
To make them mighty, first, they recognized who the true king was.
要成为一个大能的勇士，首先他们要认识真正的王是谁。
Some were trying to usurp David's authority as king.
他们有些人他们却知大卫有王的权柄。
But these mighty men recognized who the true king was.
但是这些人，他们真正的认识大卫是真正的王。
And despite being on the run, these mighty men were loyal to David.
虽然大卫在逃亡，但是这些大能的勇士对大卫却是忠诚的。
And despite the cost, they stuck with him all the way to the end.
虽然要付许多的代价，但是他们和大卫一直受苦到底。
So they had this recognition.This loyalty, and they counted the cost.
他们能够向大卫忠心，他们也能够付上代价，他们也真正的认识大卫。
So I ask you, do you think that they would have been known as mighty men if there was no opposition?
大家也想想，如果他们没有机会的话，别人能不能认识他们是大能的勇士？
Would they have gotten this?Honor as mighty men of David if they just lived in peacetime.
如果他们只是生活在和平的年代，他们能不能有机会显出他们的大能？
It seems fair to say that they won this name of being mighty men because they had gone through all of the trials and suffering and difficulty and came out on the other side faithful to the true king.
他们之所以能够被承认成为大能的勇士，是因为他们经过了各样的难处、各样的艰难、各样的征战，而且能够站在胜利的这一边。
Now this doesn't always translate in our lives today.
这个也今天对我们的生活也是一样。
Why is that?
为什么？
We set up our lives to avoid conflict.
Sorry.
We set up our lives to avoid conflict.
因为呢，我们 我们为了避免各样的冲突，我们的生活常常是为了避免各样的生啊，我们做的事情是为了避免各样的冲突。
We set up our lives to avoid discomfort.
我们的生活常常想要说避免有这样的冲突。
Now, of course, in some practical ways, that makes sense.
那么当然呢，对这个啊，从实际上来讲也是合情合理。
We need not force ourselves to suffer.
我们尽量避免受苦。
But as it relates to standing firm in the faith, we need to be trained to deal with this opposition.
但是呢，为了能够有这样的站在坚固的磐石之上，我们需要被训练。
Remember in the beginning of the book of James, it talks about the testing of our faith will bring out maturity.
在雅各书一开始的时候就讲到说，信心经过试炼就能够成全。
And if I can just translate that into more modern language, opposition leads to strengthening.
或者用今天话说，反对就能够让我们能够啊，让我们能够成熟。
Those mighty men got their name because of what they had gone through.
这些大能的勇士因着他们的经历而得到他们的名声。
And this idea of resistance and opposition that leads to strengthening is something that we can see in very practical things.
这个经过各样的反对征战，使我们能够变得忍耐。我们是可以操练的，是实际的。
Even the basic concept of lifting weights, the resistance of the weights makes you stronger.
就是在训练举重也是这样，当我们举起重量的时候，能够使我们的啊得到，使我们能够更加刚强。
But we see this as we walk through our Christian lives in much deeper ways as well.
但是在我们基督徒的生活当中，我们看到的则是啊更深刻的东西。
Let me try to give an example.
啊，给大家一个例子。
About a month ago or so, in New York City, they had this.Parade called the New York City Pride Parade.
大概在一个月之前，纽约市举行了一场游行，叫做 Pride Parade， 或者叫做自豪的游行。
Now I live in Manhattan.
因为我在住在曼哈顿。
And where I live is on one side of the parade route, and where we meet for fellowship is on the other side of the parade route.
那么我住的地方呢，是这个游行经过的一端，那我们聚会的地方呢，是在游行聚会的另一端。
And you can't drive through the parade, you have to walk.
你不能开车，你只能走路穿过这个游行的队伍。
And, you know, there are streets that are blocked off, and there's limited ways of access through.
街道被封锁了，能够穿越的街口也是有限的。
So my wife, my kids, and myself made our way to our Lord's Table worship meeting on that Sunday.
那个周日呢，我太太、我的孩子和我自己就要从这里面啊穿过去参加薄饼聚会。
And it's actually, if you've never seen this before, it's actually very sad.
如果你看到那种聚会的话，你心里面会很悲伤。
Even the essence of the name is pride. There's something that's not honoring to God in the fact that it's prideful.
即使这个游行的名字叫做很自豪的游行，这种根本不是要让为着神而得到荣耀。
And it's just debauchery and inappropriate clothing, if there is clothing on, it's just very difficult to experience that.
他们的穿着、他们的表现真的让人难以接受。
So of course, our reaction is, well, why are we even going today?
所以那天我们的反应就是，这是在做什么？我们在做什么？
And we press through.
我们从那里面插过。
Had many teaching moments with the children along the way.
那么在路上，我们就有很多机会可以教导我们的孩子。
And then we finally made it to the time around the Lord's table.
最后呢，我们就来到主的桌子前面聚会。
And can I tell you, it was one of the best times of worship that we've ever had.
可以告诉大家，这是我所经历的最好的聚会的时间。
Why?
为什么？
It cost us something. It cost us something.
因为呢，我们为此付出了一些代价。
There was something of opposition that we saw even to make it to the meeting.
因为那天即使来到聚会，我们对我们来讲都不容易。
And it made us press into the Lord more.
让我们从心里面来赞美我们的主。
We will never regret clinging to the Lord through opposition.
我们在各样的抵挡之中抓住我们的主。
By having that opposition, it gave us opportunity to share some lessons with the children.
当我们遇到反对的时候，给我们机会来教导我们的孩子。
We saw the blessedness of fellowship together with brothers and sisters.
在与弟兄姐妹能够彼此交通，实在是神给我们的祝福。
So in these end days that we're living in, don't be afraid of opposition.
当我们活在这个末世的时候，不要因为有人反对就惧怕。
The Lord uses those difficulties to build His kingdom.
神用这些难处来建造他的国度。
Now, what specifically about the testimony of these mighty men can we learn, of standing firm in the faith?
从这些大能的勇士身上，我们能够学到什么特殊的功课，帮助我们能够把我们的信心建在磐石之上呢？
We'll use two of them as an example.
我就用两个例子。
The first one is from verses 9 and 10. This is Eleazar.
第一个呢，就是在第九节和第十节讲到的，就是以利亚撒。
And this is the one who the Philistines were gathered for battle, and he attacked them until his hand was weary.
这个人呢，就是在与腓力士人打仗的时候，他的手都粘在刀把上。
To the point where his hand stuck to the sword.
他手臂疲乏，一直到他的手粘在刀把上。
This is a pretty amazing thing.
真的是非常的啊，令人赞叹。
Maybe you've heard of this thing called death grip.
也许听过 ，what is that?
Death grip.
Death grip. What?
Death grip. It's just the phrase. I'll try to explain it. So when people are panicking or fearful, they can hold on to something and then they can't let go.
啊，就是当人特别紧张的时候，手会抓住一个东西紧紧不放。
Well, let me try to make that into a positive here. Eleazar had life grip.
那么我把这个例子呢用到正面的方面，就是以利亚撒他紧紧的抓着。
Now several times in scripture we are told to hold fast.
在经文的很多地方告诉我们说我们要持守我们的所信。
We're told in Hebrews to hold fast to our confession.
希伯来书告诉我们说我们要持守我们的承认。
In Revelation, we're told to hold fast to His name.
在启示录告诉我们说，我们要紧紧抓住他的名，持守他的名。
In Thessalonians, we're told to hold fast to what is good.
在帖撒罗尼迦告诉我们说，我们要持守那良善。
In Colossians, we're told to hold fast to the head.
在哥罗西书告诉我们说，要持守元首耶稣基督。
That head being none other than Jesus Christ.
这元首就是耶稣基督。
Let me try to paint that picture of what it means to hold fast to the head for a moment.
大家给大家一个图画来解释什么叫做持守。
Imagine you are at the edge of a cliff.
想象你在悬崖边上。
Maybe some people hike in this room.
也许我们当中有人去爬山的时候。
If you were to fall over the cliff.
如果你从磐石上、岩石上掉下去的话，
If you have strong faith in a weak branch, what happens?
如果你有很强壮的信心，但是呢，那个你所抓住的那个树枝却很微弱，
You're done.
你就完了。
You're falling down to the bottom of that valley.
你就掉到谷底。
But,
但是呢，
If you have weak faith,In a strong branch.
如果你的信心很小，但是那个枝条却很稳固的话，
You'll be saved.
你就得救了。
Now think about that for us.
我们再想想。
He is our strong branch.
它就是那个我们的最最强壮的啊树枝。
How strong or weak our faith is, if we know who the strong branch is and we cling to him, we have life.
就是不管我们的信心软弱如何，如果我们能够抓住那个稳固的枝条的话，我们就得救了。
So as the waves of life crash in upon us, we have to hold fast to the head.
当今天世界生活的压力向我们压来的时候，我们必须紧紧地抓住我们所信的。
He's the only firm and steady anchor.
他是那唯一的稳固的锚。
Now this idea of the sword being stuck to his hand may even have another layer of meaning.
那我们在讲到这个说他是那个刀把的时候，还有另外一个意义。
We know in Ephesians 6 it talks about the armor of God.
在以弗所书第六章讲到神全备的军装。
And it talks of the sword of the Spirit is the word of God.
那讲到圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
And in Philippians 2, it actually also says to hold fast to the word.
在腓立比书里也说要抓住神的话。
And to hold fast means to give attention to take heed.
持守神的话就是说我们要好好的听神的话。
I don't know, do we have this hymn in the hymn book, How Firm a Foundation? Do you know this hymn?
大家是否知道有一首诗歌叫做磐石，稳固磐石。
There's a hymn in the Christ and Song hymn book called How Firm a Foundation.
那在诗歌本中有一首诗歌叫做我们的磐石，我们的根基何等稳固。
And in verse 1 it says, How firm a foundation is laid in his excellent word.
那首诗歌的第一节就是说我们那个稳固的根基乃是神自己的话。
So if we haven't met before, I'm a lawyer.
还有另外一点哈，
and,
另外一个比喻，另外一点就是我自己是一个律师。
And all decisions in the law are rooted in some legal standard.
那么在法律上啊，文件里面的每句话都需要有法律的根据。
And as a prosecutor, there are certain legal standards that I understand fairly well.
我是一个检察官，所以呢，法律上的一些标准我很清楚。
There's a legal standard called probable cause.
那么在法律当中有一个词叫做 probable cause。
Probable cause. Police officers need to. I'm going to make this very simple. They need to think that this person probably committed a crime.
那么就是说有一个词讲到说警察可以怀疑这个人大概有罪。
Before they can arrest them.
所以就可以抓他。
But me as a prosecutor, I need to prove someone's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt.
但是呢，作为一个检察官，我必须呢，不能仅仅因为怀疑就定罪。
Okay, so what is our standard?
我们的标准是什么？
If our standard is anything other than the word of God, we're in sinking sand.
我们的标准就是神的话之外的任何东西都是尘沙，都是沙土。
The word of God is living and active.
神的话是活的。
Which means that it's relevant today, just as it was 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago.
对于神的话是活的，对于我们跟对2000年前是一样。
Many people in our day try to accommodate the word to current circumstances.
很多人试图来妥协，让神的话有所妥协。
That makes the word very sandy.
让那神的话模棱两可。
Very weak.
非常的弱。
His word is living and active.
神的话是又活的又准确的。
He doesn't change.
他不改变。
He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远都是一样。
And his word doesn't change.
他的话也不改变。
His word is complete.
他的话是完全的。
His word is true.
他的话是真实的。
Now I heard during the announcements that a brother is speaking about God's word last week and then next week.
刚才报告的弟兄讲到讲到两个标题，神的话是可靠的，神的话是神的话是可信的。
This is wonderful because we need to have that firm foundation to know that God's word is His word.
我们这是非常宝贵的，我们需要知道神的话是出于神的。
And it's trustworthy and reliable.
是可信的，是可靠的。
Because if you don't have that as a firm foundation, we're very much on sinking sand.
如果没有这样的坚固的磐石的话，我们所站立的就是在沙土之上。
Remember, even in the Garden of Eden, what Satan tries to do, right at the beginning of Adam and Eve's life.
大家记得在伊甸园最一开始的时候，撒旦就要欺骗撒旦，就要欺骗亚当和夏娃。
God gives a command to Adam to not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神命令亚当不可以吃分别善恶树上的果子。
And then Satan meets Eve and says, "Did God really say that?"
撒旦却迷惑夏娃说，神真的，神岂是真的那样说吗？
He's trying to sow that seed of doubt.
所以呢，他要把疑惑的种子放在夏娃的心里。
He said, "You can't trust what God said."
你不能信任神的话。
And that same assault on God's word is found today, very real.
那么在今天也是这样。
Because that doubt ultimately leads to unbelief.
那样对神的话的疑惑最终导致我们不信。
So there's much to be said about holding fast to the head and holding fast to his word when we see this mighty man, Eleazar.
在以利亚撒所看到的，他的手抓住那个刀把，从这上面我们可以学习到很多功课，如何来持守神的话。
And the other mighty man I want to talk about is in verses 11 and 12, Shammah.
另外一个大能的勇士是十一节、十二节讲到的沙马这个人。
So this mighty man stations himself in the middle of a field. Everybody else is gone. The people fled from the Philistines, and he puts himself in the middle of this field of lentils.
那这个人呢，当众民在腓力士人面前逃跑的时候，他呢却站在那个田间。
So when I was studying this, I was wondering, what does a field of lentils look like?
那我在学习这段话的时候，我就在想说，这个站在他的那个站在那个田间是什么意思？那个长满红豆的田间是什么意思？
I know you all live in New Jersey, the Garden State, so you're used to crops probably more often than I am.
那么大家因为住在新泽西被称为花园，那大家看到的地里的庄稼应该比我在曼哈顿看到的更多。
And the one that I can picture is corn. Corn grows like 10 feet tall.
那我所能够想象的呢，就是那个田间长的都是十尺这么高的玉米。
Lentils are actually a very low crop.
那么红豆呢，其实是一种很矮小的植物。
And what does that tell us about Shammah?
这个告诉我们关于沙马什么样的故事。
He put himself in the middle of the field. He could not be hidden.
他站在那个田间是不能被隐藏的。
The opposition was all around him, and he put himself right in the middle of it.
周围都是反对他的人，他却站在田的中间。
It stands this testimony stands of speaking for the Lord despite the opposition all around him.
这是讲到一个虽然周围有许多反对的力量，但是他却能够为神做见证，站在众人中间。
And not just that, he didn't need to gain ground, he just needed to maintain the ground that was already given.
也是讲到呢，他不需要去夺取田地，他只是站在所赐给他的田的中间。
And there's such a spiritual lesson in that.
这里面有属灵的功课。
The Lord has already won the victory.
主已经得胜了。
We need to stand in the victory that He's already won.
我们要站在他已经得胜之上。
To maintain and stand in His name for the victory He's won. We don't need to do more than what He's already done.
我们是在他的名里面持守他的得胜，而不需要为他再做更多的事情。
So every time we choose the Lord over the world or over temptation, we're building up these God muscles.
每一次当我们在世界和主之间选择而选择主的时候，我们就是在增强我们的肌肉。
We're building up this testimony of standing firm in the faith.
我们就是在信心之中，我们做一个在信心中站立的稳的见证。
Now there's more to say about these men and other mighty men.
那么其他的大能的勇士也有许多我们可以学习的功课。
But what's so key in their lives applies as well in our life.
他们当中啊，在他们生命当中的关键点也可以用到我们身上。
What's the secret of them standing firm, in these situations and are standing firm in the faith?
在他们的环境中，他们在他们的环境当中能够站立的稳，和我们在我们今天的试炼当中，在信心中站立的稳。
And that's where I read that verse from Joshua 23.
这就是让带我们到约书亚记第二十三章那一节经文。
That verse in Joshua 23 says, "For the Lord your God is He who fights for you, as He has promised you."
Verse 5.
23 verse 10.
约书亚记二十三章第十节，你们一人必追赶千人。因耶和华你们的神照他所应许的为你们征战。
Over and over again in Scripture, we see this phrase used that God fights for us.
在圣经中，我们一次又一次看到，告诉我们说神为你们征战。
We see it multiple times in Deuteronomy and Joshua, Nehemiah, Isaiah.
在申命记、约书亚记。耶利米书里面我们一次一次的看到。
We see it over and again in David's life.
在大卫的生活中我们也一再看到。
David in Psalm 18 says, "For by God I can run through a troop and leap over a wall."
在大卫的诗篇第18篇里面他说。
You remember when he meets Goliath and he says, "The battle is the Lord's."
他遇见哥利亚的时候他就说是耶和华的征战。
The sooner we come to that realization that it's not about us trying to stand firm in the faith, but to see that our God is totally able to keep us firm in the faith, it's like a light bulb goes off.
当我们认识到不是我们能够站立的稳，乃是我们的主使我们在这个根基上站立的稳的时候，我们心就突然被打开。
It becomes less trying and more trusting.
不是我们去试，乃是信靠。
No more doing, just seeing that it's done.
不是我们去做，乃是看见。
And we're released in that freedom because of what Christ has already done.
我们知道，因为耶稣基督已经为我们成就了。
And Psalm 121 is a beautiful psalm.
诗篇121篇是非常美丽的一首诗篇。
I think time permits, I'd like to read Psalm 121.
因为时间的缘故，我只读诗篇121篇。
I will lift my eyes up to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand.The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。保护你的是耶和华。耶和华在你右边荫庇你，白日太阳必不害你，夜间月亮必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。耶和华要保护你，免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命，你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今日从今时直到永远。
Where does your help come from?
你的帮助从何而来？
Is it your own strength?
是你自己的力量吗？
Is it your own knowledge of the Bible?
是你自己关于圣经的知识吗？
Is it your own good works?
是你的善行吗？
We look here in the scripture and we see that God is the only one who is able to actually help us live this Christian life.
从圣经这个诗篇里面我们看到神是我们让我们能够有基督徒生活的唯一的力量。
But so often we live in our own strength.
但是我们常常依靠自己的力量。
And by doing that, we underestimate God.
我们靠自己力量的时候，我们就低估了神。
It's almost like we live lives, that show that He's unable to help us, unable to have the power to help us stand firm.
我们活得好像他不能帮助我们，他没有力量能够让我们站立得稳。
God is not unable.
神不是不能。
He's the solid rock.
他是那个稳固的磐石。
He's the rock of ages.
他是历代的磐石，他是世代的磐石。
He's the victor over sin and death.
他是能够胜过罪恶与死亡的那一位。
Do you have the strength to resist temptation?
你有力量试过胜他吗？试他吗？
Probably not.
大概不行。
In Christ, do you have the strength to resist temptation?
但是在基督里，我们却能够胜过试探。
100%.
百分之百。
Do you have the courage to proclaim your faith?
你有勇气来宣告你的信心吗？
Maybe a little bit in your own strength.
也许你有一点点力量。
But to do that without having any shame for the gospel at all?
但是你能够真的宣告这样的来宣告福音，却没有一点点羞耻吗？
Only in Christ.
只有在耶稣基督里。
Do you have the strength to walk worthy of what He's called us to?
你有力量能够使你的行事为人与蒙召的恩相称吗？
How about the heart to love the unlovable?
那么如何你真的有真的去爱不可爱的人的爱吗？
Only He can do that.
只有他能。
I want to end with a picture of this testimony of the church in Thessalonica.
我想跟大家分享一下在在卡萨丹诺人教会 which church?
Thessalonica, Thessalonians.
在那个在帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
Now the city of Thessalonica was a prominent city.
帖撒罗尼迦这是一个很。很著名的城市。
It had a large port on the Aegean Sea, modern day Greece.
在爱琴海，就是现代的希腊，它有一，它是那里的一个港口。
And it was a principal stop on this Roman road called the Ignatian Way.
那么在罗马的大路上有那个有一个很大的在这个路上的很大的一站。
We know that Paul and Silas traveled. To this town on their second missionary journey.
保罗和希拉在他们第二次宣道旅行的时候就走了这条大路。
And they spend 3 weeks preaching in the synagogues Jesus Christ.
他们在犹太人的会堂一共有连续3周传扬耶稣基督的福音。
We find that some Jews came to believe, and even some prominent women in the city.
有一些犹太人，甚至一些尊贵的妇人都相信了。
But the ones who didn't believe became envious and indignant of what Paul was preaching.
那些没有信的，他们就满心嫉妒保罗所做的。
And they actually stirred up a mob.
甚至他们搅动了暴乱。
The city was in total uproar.
整个城市都参与了暴乱。
You can read about this more in Acts chapter 17.
这就是在《使徒行传》第17章里面有详细的记载。
I don't know if you've ever seen a mob, but it's a scary thing.
不知道大家有没有见过暴乱是一种是非常可怕的。
I think of the days in 2020 when we heard helicopters over our apartment building in Manhattan every night because there were protests every night.
因为我记得2020年，因为每天晚上都有抗议游行，所以我每天晚上上面都有直升飞机的声音。
It made you not want to go outside.In fear.
使人一直生活在恐惧之中。
So just picture this whole city is just in total outrage against Paul, except for those few that believe.
大家想象一下，整个城市都因着保罗而，除了几个相信耶稣基督的，整个城市都起来反对保罗，都充满了愤怒。
So they send Paul out, and he goes to another city called Berea.
他们呢就把保罗送出去，让他们去了另外一个地方。
Berea is actually 45 miles away from Thessalonica.
那个地方离帖撒罗尼迦有45个英里。
And this mob was so intense that they actually went all the way to Berea to continue to go after Paul.
那些暴乱的人呢，他们一直追保罗追到那个地方。
And we may not think like 45 miles is a big deal because we get in our cars and we drive.
对我们来讲，因为我们开车45个英里不算什么。
45 miles is a long trip without a vehicle.
如果不开车的话，45迈其实是很远。
So I give you this background just to show that this church in Thessalonica was born out of adversity.
那我就是给大家一个背景，帖撒罗尼迦的教会他们建立的时候，其实是在这样一个环境里面。
They knew opposition.
他们知道有反抗。
But yet they had this testimony of faith.
但是他们却有信的见证。
And love.
和爱的见证。
And then we see as they went on that Paul wrote these letters to them.
到后来呢，保罗就给他们写了书信。
By the time he wrote his second letter in 2 Thessalonians, false teachers had arisen in their midst.
当他写帖撒罗尼迦后书的时候，他们当中出现了假教师。
And the saints were shaken up by it.
他们信心被摇动。
Let me just read a passage just to show you that.
给大家读几节经文，就大家就可以看到。
This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第一节和第二节。
Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come.
弟兄们，若我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到他那里聚集，我劝你们，无论有灵有言语，有冒我名的书信说主的日子现在到了，不要轻易动心，也不要惊慌。These
false teachers were giving them all different kinds of untruths about the Lord's return.
这里面就讲到，有关于主再来的时候有各种各样的说法。How
did this church stand firm in the faith?
这样的教会如何在信心中可以站立得稳？
They had opposition from without and opposition from within.
外面有反抗, 里面也有敌对。
It seems like the key is found there in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5.
而关键呢, 是在我们可以看到在帖撒罗尼迦后书3章第5节。
Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the steadfastness of Christ.
愿主引导你们的心, 叫你们爱神。 并学耶稣基督的忍耐或者持守稳固。
In other words, the Lord established them and guarded them because of his own steadfastness.
换句话说，主耶稣用他自己的稳固建立他们，得到他们。
Because he is stable, they can be stable.
因为他是稳固的，所以他们也是稳固的。
Because he is love, they can love.
因为他是爱，所以他们也是爱。
Because he is faithful to the end, they can be faithful.
因为他信实到底，他们也可以信实到底。
It reminds me of a passage in Isaiah where it says that God is the stability of our times.
让我想起以赛亚书里面说，神是我们永久的稳固。
As we continue to go on in these end days, it should not be a surprise to us that more shaking will come.
当我们在这末世一直向前去的时候，我们不必为着所遭遇的环境而惊讶。And
we don't just live this life as individuals, but together as brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们不单单是有单独的生活，我们也有和弟兄姐妹一起的生活。When
you stand firm in a solid rock, you actually encourage another in the body to do the same.
当你能够在这个信心当中稳固的站立的时候，你对周围的人也是一种激励。When
we see a brother or a sister in some sinking sand of sin, we love them and walk with them to bring them back to the solid rock.
当我们看到有一些弟兄姐妹他们偏离到那种会流失的沙土上的时候，我们可以带着他们一起走，让他们回到这个稳固的根基之上。
Actually, it's a whole other message about all of what sinking sand looks like.
那这个流失的沙土是什么样？可以讲很多。
Whether it's distractions or sin or otherwise.
或者讲到我们被分神或者罪。
But today I sense to share really an encouragement to the saints to stand on the solid rock.
但是今天我更愿意跟大家分享，能够使大家得到激励的，就是我们站在这个稳固的磐石之上这样的信息。
If you've sensed this shaking in your life or in the gathering together, come back to the solid rock.
如果在你个人的生活或者在团体的生活中，你感觉到在下沉的时候，我们要回到这个稳固的磐石之上。
Abide in the rock.
要住在这磐石里面
Hold fast to the rock.
要持守这个磐石
He's our only firm foundation.
它是我们唯一的稳固根基
Lord, thankful that we can come before you this morning and find you as our solid rock.
主我们谢谢你你让我们今天能够这样来到你的面前让我们知道你是我们唯一的稳固的根基
You not only have the words of eternal life, but you are eternal life.
你不单单有永生的话，你就是永生。
We are totally lost without you.
没有你的话，我们就是完全迷失的。
We've tried to do things our own way out of our own strength.
我们试图用自己的方法、自己的力量。
And we've come up short time and time again.
但是我们却一次次的失败。
So today we return to you.
今天我们愿意转向你。
Open up our eyes to see that you are the solid rock.
开我们的眼睛，让我们看见你是那个稳固的磐石。
That you mean what you say and that we can trust in it.
你就是你所说的，让我们可以信靠你。
And help us, Lord, as we walk this life to really cling to you and hold fast to you as our head.
主啊，帮助我们，当我们在世上生活的时候，我们可以抓住你。
As that rock of ages who's been cleft for us.
你是我们世代的磐石，我们所依靠的。
Thank you, Lord, that even when we're unfaithful, that you are faithful.
主，我们谢谢你，纵然我们失信，但你是信实的。
So we just give you this word and pray that it would find good soil in each one of our hearts.
我们就向你祷告，愿我们每个人的心都是好土。
In the name of the solid rock Jesus, we pray now.
奉着我们稳固磐石的耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.